The producer of a Colombian soap opera would have done well to have a bit of insurance, micro or otherwise. That's because the program Chepe Fortuna has been pulled off the air in Venezuela. It seems that some of the show's political satire was too harsh for the taste of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. The Colombian soap follows the antics of two sisters. One is named Venezuela. Her dog is Little Hugo, and Little Hugo is not a very good dog. Journalist Carl Penhall is in Bogota, so tell us a bit more of what this show, Chepe Fortuna, is about, Carl, and how provocative it is.
Well, this show, Lucky Chepe in English, is really centers around the activities of a fisherman, Chepe, and he dreams of becoming mayor of a coastal town in Colombia. It's pretty much a pretty light, fun soap opera, very much in the Colombian and Mexican vein. But of course, then you've got the two sisters, Colombia and Venezuela. Now, Colombia is a black lady. She's a housemaid. And Venezuela is her sister. And she happens to be the secretary of a shipping company, a somewhat mischievous lady, even prone to small-time criminal activities, and certainly a very big, loud personality. And then she's got this little dog, Huguito. And there was no way that this was going to play well with the Venezuelan president. And he has really taken this as a huge insult. And now the Venezuelan National Television Commission has ordered episodes of this show to be taken off the air in Venezuela.
Okay, let's just get a taste of Chepe Fortuna, at least what it sounds like, and this loud, brash character of Venezuela.
Huguito! Baby!
Okay, I think we've got a pretty good sense of what this character Venezuela is all about. She's calling that little dog Huguito there, Little Hugo, in that clip. Now, the Telecom Commission in Venezuela said Chepe Fortuna could promote racial intolerance and incite crime. How do they think a soap opera will incite crime, Carl?
Well, I think, first of all, you've got to look at the kind of demographic profile of Latin America. And it's fair to say that way more people across Latin America tune in to soap operas than they do to current affairs or news shows. And so by almost osmosis, they then become susceptible to the kind of images that are being portrayed in these shows. As far as criminal activity, who knows? This seems to be a comment that President Chavez and the National Television Commission have pulled up. What it does seem to incite is possibly racial stereotypes. Again, you've got Venezuela being seen as a black lady. Hugo Chavez himself, although he isn't black, he is certainly fairly dark-skinned. The Colombians, in many senses, seem to see themselves as the better relation in this partnership with the Venezuelans as a kind of a national trait. So certainly it does seem to be divisive as to exactly how that then would promote crime, a different story, although the character of the personality Venezuela is, as I say, associated with kind of petty criminal activities, including an attempted arson attack on the shipping company where she used to be employed.
You know, Carl, a Colombian show that has two sisters named Venezuela and Colombia with a dog named Little Hugo, it seems like a show like this could only affect Hugo Chavez one way. Why do you think the show's creators came up with this in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, they now are trying to claim ignorance and saying that they didn't really want to provoke a fight with Hugo Chavez. But that surely is disingenuous. They knew that this was a red rag to a bull. They've really not gone into explaining this. I would suggest if they really wanted to set themselves up as a satirical political show, then they could have quite easily gone and picked a fight with the ruling families who are stockpiling most of the wealth up on the Colombian coast where this show was actually filmed. Mm. But of course, the owners of RCN are wealthy industrialists themselves, unlikely to go and pick a fight with their own kind. And so it seems that they preferred to go and pick a fight with a left-leaning president next door. Although, of course, this will have some impact on the network's revenues.
Journalist Carl Penhall in Bogota, Colombia, talking about the satirical soap opera Chepe Fortuna, which does not include as one of its big fans Hugo Chavez next door in Venezuela. Carl, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Marco.